A Country Wedding. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you like movies such as A Country Wedding, then you must read Loving Luke by Cecilia Doughty. Loving Luke is about Kim Taylor, an unemployed accountant who returns home to assist her dad in their family's cookie bakery. While in town, she reconnects with Luke, her childhood sweetheart. Luke remembers how wild Kim used to be, and he's stunned to see her again. Kim mentors Luke's daughter, showing her how she runs her cookie bakery. Luke has a problem, and it looks like Kim is the only person who can help him solve his dilemma. Read this wonderful classic Christmas tale. You will want to read it each Christmas. Find Loving Luke on ceciliadowdy.com/books. That's ceciliadowdy.com/books. Or click on the link at the end of this blog post. Now, let's talk about A Country Wedding. Do you know anybody who married his or her childhood friend? I've watched A Country Wedding so many times that I've lost count. This is one of my favorite Hallmark movies, and I never grow tired of seeing it. I think I like this movie so much because the characters are so real and vivid. I also think there's a bit of a romantic fantasy thrown into this movie. Romantic fantasy sounds a bit odd, doesn't it? Let me explain myself. What are the odds of seeing someone whom you've not seen since you were a child, and have the strong connection that Bradley and Sarah shared? From what I gathered, they'd not seen one another during their adult lives. I'd imagine that some men would barely remember the females they'd known as children, especially if they'd not seen them for over a decade. Bradley is afraid to love. He's never gotten over his parents' untimely death, so he's willing to settle on marriage to beautiful Catherine instead of waiting on true love. Bradley is good-looking, too, which is part of the romantic fantasy that I already mentioned. I found it kind of quirky that he didn't really know Catherine at all. There's no way Catherine would have wanted to live in Bradley's hometown. There's also no way Catherine really wanted to get married there, in spite of what she told Brad. While Bradley was planning his small-town wedding, with Sarah making the bridal decisions, Catherine was planning her elegant European wedding. Oh my! The disparity between the two weddings was wide as a football field. Can you imagine the elegant Catherine being a regular part of Bradley's hometown? I think not. I also thought it was sweet that Bradley and Sarah married as children and Sarah had kept the ring. It was so endearing when she contacted him and sent his engagement ring. My favorite part of the movie was when Sarah could see Bradley. I mean, see him inside. His emotions, his thoughts, his fears. It was almost as if Sarah knew Bradley better than he knew himself. The most powerful part of the movie was when Sarah told Bradley how she felt and told him stuff about himself, stuff that he refused to openly admit. Here's my favorite scene from the movie. Brad: "Hey, what's going on with you?" Sarah: "You want the truth? 'Cause like you said, you got a lot of people in your life who tell you what they want you to hear, so maybe you like it that way." Brad: "I'd rather hear the truth." Sarah: "Well, you're about to marry a woman you barely know. You don't know her favorite color. You don't know her favorite flower. You don't even know if she wants to have a family. I mean, it seems to me you don't know nothing about her at all." Brad: "No, I know everything I need to know." Sarah: "Why are you here planning her wedding without her? Why am I here making all the decisions she should be making? Where is she?" Brad: "I told you she's busy filming." Sarah: "Okay, look, you and I have been friends for a long time, so I'm going to shoot you straight." Brad: "All right." Sarah: "You can't marry Catherine Mann. You don't love her." Brad: "I do. I do love her." Sarah: "Why did you kiss me?" Brad: "I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. I just got caught up in the music and the moment." Sarah: "So that's all that was? You got caught up in the moment?" Brad: "Yeah." Sarah: "Look, I get that you're scared. Okay, you got your heart broken as a kid and you're afraid to love too much ever again. Well, you know what? Love is scary. It is terrifying to put your heart out there. But you do it anyway. You do it in spite of the fear, because a life without love is just half a life. And you don't get married because you like the same things and because you live similar lifestyles. You get married because you can't stand the thought of not being together. You get married because you love the other person with your whole heart." Brad: That's just a fantasy." Sarah. Maybe it is, but I don't think you should settle for less. Brad, you know, just because you knew me as a kid, it doesn't mean you know me now. Sarah, yeah, I guess you're right. But you and me, we have a deal. Okay, you help me amend my fences, and I help you plan your wedding, so I guess we're done. Woo, I clapped after that scene. Go on, Sarah, bravo. She saw Bradley's heart, she knew his fears, and she stood up to him and forced him to see him within himself, made him see that he was making a mistake. Of course, hard-headed Bradley didn't admit his mistake to himself, at least not initially. So much about this movie to love is definitely one of the best Hallmark movies. So do you know anybody who married his or her childhood friend? Also, share your feelings about A Country Wedding. What was your favorite scene? Was there anything in the movie that resonated with you? Leave a comment. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you like movies such as A Country Wedding, then you must read Loving Luke by Cecilia Doughty. Loving Luke is about Kim Taylor, an unemployed accountant who returns home to assist her dad in their family's cookie bakery. While in town, she reconnects with Luke, her childhood sweetheart. Luke remembers how wild Kim used to be, and he's stunned to see her again. Kim mentors Luke's daughter, showing her how she runs her cookie bakery. Luke has a problem, and it looks like Kim is the only person who can help him solve his dilemma. Read this wonderful classic Christmas tale. You will want to read it each Christmas. Find Loving Luke on ceciliadoughty.com/books, or click on the link at the end of this blog post. If you enjoyed this blog post, then please share it with your friends, family, and anybody who likes a good romance or a good Hallmark movie. Also, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to this blog post. The link to subscribe to this blog post is at the very end. So if you want to subscribe and hear about other Hallmark movies as I put them up, then you should go ahead and click on that link and subscribe. Thanks for listening to this blog post in its entirety, and have a wonderful day.